I'm going to read you the bad villain now. It's really bad. It's like bad art on Saturday Night Live. This came from McKeel, who said, she gave me an assignment. The assignment was that I had to write a villanelle about the Pope's raincoat. When the Pope came to this country, they forgot, that he needed a raincoat because it would probably rain in Boston and New York. So there was a little lady in Maine who spent a lot of time sewing this vinyl raincoat for the Pope. Except you couldn't see it, right? Because it was clear. Ah, the Emperor's new clothes. It's called Maine Seamstress Sews Raincoat for Pope's U.S. Tour. Angels dancing on her pins, the woman sews yards of clear vinyl for the Pope's raincoat. God's good weather requires proper clothes. Basting down a hem of air, she says her rosary, counting buttons, transparent eye motes. Angels dancing on her pins, the woman sews and prays for rain. Tons of confetti and heaven knows what deluges his holiness like an Easter float. God's good weather requires proper clothes. One clear-eyed child defrocked the gullible so-and-sos while the emperor paraded naked as a billy goat. Angels dancing on her pins, the woman sews, and God's hand guides her needle through archipelagos, piercing the wrinkling waters like a lifeboat. God's good weather requires proper clothes, whether or not they show. Confetti rainbows shine on the wet coats and on the taffeta petticoats of angels dancing on her pins. The woman sews. God's good weather requires proper clothes. Oh, no! Don't break my leg! Maybe I should write more villanelle. That was the second attempt at form, right?